Randall
doesn't come on.
Okay.
You had any news?
Not much.
Okay.
A lot of people don't want to leave because they're afraid of looters.
Oh,
but they've hired,
yeah.
But they've gotten 30 more police officers to patrol Port Neches, Nederland, and Groves.
Okay. Well, Judy texted and said Chrisalyn has to leave, has to evacuate. I wondered where she was going to go.
Well, she might go to Judy's. Or Judy has a sister that lives over in Orange.
Yeah, maybe there, because I don't think that little camper is going to hold.
Yeah. Roy's daughter had to evacuate with her children. She went to Baytown. Ford Park, the big arena right outside Beaumont. The
mm-hmm.
Salvation Army has set up stuff there at Ford Park for people that have to evacuate.
Okay, so Margaret isn't involved then, huh?
No, Margaret is on the other side of Beaumont.
Okay. All right.
The only time that she might be involved is they said probably if the fires and stuff didn't go out by Friday, then the wind changes direction and it would blow that way.
Oh, goodness.
To Beaumont.
Okay. Well,
they're not affected. They're not affected at all. But the thing of it is, people don't realize they can shut off the line that went to that unit that was feeding it, but the product that's in that portion, it has to burn off. And it's
mm-hmm.
not water soluble, so they have to use other means to put that fire out.
Well, one thing, it's Roche Kodesh, so we've got some good energy there. We just have to take advantage of it and do the ritual and,
right.
You know, and trust that it's going to be okay. That all
right.
It's and it, but, you know, it's no different than worrying about threat in the zone. So, although I have to say, maybe it's a little bit, I don't know if it's bigger or not, but anyway, don't have to concentrate on it.
Well, it certainly affects. Well, the fire certainly affected more people when you're telling most of Port Neches to evacuate
mm-hmm. yeah.
and a portion, you know, of Groves to go and a portion of Nederland to go.
What it was going to do to the traffic, too, you know, especially
well,
it being a Thanksgiving holiday.
There is no traffic, Barbara. This afternoon, I had to go out and get something. And I'm telling you, the roads are empty here.
Okay. Well, I would think, you know, since they were leaving, we have those big bumper-to-bumper lines.
Oh, no. There's no traffic on the interstate. There's no traffic at all anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, probably it'll be on the 10 o'clock, so let me see what time it is. I just had to sit down, so I was glad it was 9 o'clock that I could come sit down. Oh, it's 8 minutes.
Oh,
we'll
yeah.
give him 2 more minutes.
Well, we'll just, okay. We'll do that.
Okay. Did you get to listen to the Jewish history today? It was really good.
I listened to a portion of it today about the kings. I got on a little bit late. But what I heard
okay.
was really good. I want to go back and listen to the tape.
Mm-hmm. Well, I made a mistake on the meanings. One did mean flying, but it wasn't whichever one I said. It was another. The one that I said, I think, had to do with one was hidden. And where they went to go, that was the clue. He was because Hobad, I think, meant hidden. I thought it was slime, but another word, another name. But I was looking at him feverishly while he was reading and coming through my little name dictionary. So one was hidden and another one was slime. And those were, you know, clues. If the name of the place is hidden, and that's they're looking for the one who's hiding, well, there's your clue.
Look, I just got a note from Judy. My sister Darlene and Chrislyn both had to evacuate their animals. So Darlene, I think, is in Nederland.
Okay, she probably meant with the animals, because that's what she told me, with the animals. You know, in other words, they had to take their animals with them, naturally. Okay, so that means they're not going to Darlene's then.
Well, no, they're going to the other sister that lives in Orange, I guess. Because Darlene lives in
Nederland. I don't know them well enough. I just know Darlene, because that's where Judy goes when the weather is bad and she can't stay in the camper.
Yeah, well, that's Nederland, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. You made it by the skin of your teeth.
You're right.
And I'm too tired to ask the question. I was just glad I could come sit down.
Well, since I made it on the skin of my teeth, I hope somebody has a question.
I did, but since you came on, you scared me, and I forgot it.
And I had one handout that I had questions off to the side. Would you think I can find it? Trying to clear this house to have. I was only expecting, you know, the grandson and his wife and baby, but I'm going to end up having a house full tomorrow. So, oh, my. But I'm enjoying it. I'm having fun.
Well, it's always fun to have
you. You know, so anyway.
Oh, I know.
But
I
we were
question.
Discussing how good the Jewish history class was.
It was good.
You like that, the Jewish history class?
Yes. And when I told you Hobad meant slime, it wasn't. It meant hidden. I was feverishly, you know, looking up these names while you were reading, and one of them did mean slime, but I don't remember which one it was. But it was very close to the verse. But whichever one was hidden that they were looking for, well, Hobad meant hidden. So there was a clue. They knew where to go. Just the name of the place.
Right.
Oh, so I hope I can look them up somewhere along the way, one of these sleepless nights, you know.
It's amazing. There's so much information that, you know, that we can use in our lives if we would only take the time to dig out the meanings.
Well, the thing was, years ago, we didn't have the access to the materials, but we had
Correct.
Some time. Now we have no time, but we have plenty, you know, access to materials. It's just the
But because we don't have any time, we run from one information, one book to the next.
I know.
But eventually it'll all get sorted out and it'll become a database on some website somewhere, which is what my hope is
probably
one day.
Probably yours. Okay, well, I think Brandy thought of her question.
Yes, Yeah, the other night when you were talking about, and I missed it, why is it that the Jewish people are buried separate in the cemeteries from the other people?
I didn't explain it, I don't think.
Well, you said, and that's why the Jewish people are buried in a separate part of the cemetery.
That's correct.
It had to do with Abraham choosing Machpelah.
Well, if you're going on the physical level, yes, it has to do with Abraham buying the cave of Machpelah for his burial site for Sarah. But you have to ask, what's the spiritual reason? What's the difference between a Jewish soul and a soul from the other nations?
We're more connected to God, Hashem.
Well, they haven't.
You're telling me you don't have any Jewish person that isn't connected to Hashem? You don't know any Jewish person who lies and steals and cheats?
Well, I can't say that.
So that's not the reason, Brandy. And
okay,
Hannah's explanation is because, if I heard it right, was because they don't have a Brit Milah. But then there's a lot of non-Jewish men who have Brit Milahs, even if they're not complete, if they're not correct, they still have the Brit Milah. They still are circumcised. So that doesn't hold either. The difference between a Jewish soul and a non-Jewish soul is the desire to receive. The Midrash says that God hung Mount Sinai over the nation and said, if you accept the Torah, good, and if you don't, I'm dropping the mountain. And the sages, the Talmud, the Zohar tells us that at that moment, Hashem injected an additional soul into the Jewish people, into the children of Israel, and that additional soul is a desire to receive. It adds to the desire to the receive of the Jewish person. And that is the difference. Now, if you understand that, and now you say, okay, what is a Jewish body? It's a body that it takes that additional desire to receive of the Jewish soul to teach it properly, to control it, to keep its lusts under control. And so that's saying that the Jewish body has a bigger desire to receive. Now, whatever bigger means, I'm not defining that. But as the situation exists, a soul dies, or the body dies, and the soul leaves, and you have this big black hole called the Jewish body. It has a huge desire to receive. But what is it going to do? If you put it in the ground next to a body that doesn't have as large a desire to receive, what's going to happen? We described today, when the baby is born, you open his arms to see if he'll bring them into his chest, indicating that he wants everything in the world. Without the soul, what is the body? It's this big black hole who wants everything in the world. But what can a body in a grave do? It can draw the bodies next to it. It can bring all whatever life force is left, the nephesh that's still left in those bodies. It's going to draw on it. It's going to try and capture it. It's going to try and bring it into itself. That's why the Jewish cemetery, the Jewish bodies have to be separated from the other bodies, the other nations. Because the desire to receive of the body is going to draw all that life force that's still left in the body. We know it's dead, but it still has a nephesh until it decays completely. So all of that energy is going to be drawn to the Jewish soul. But the Jewish soul is a desire to receive for oneself alone. I mean, the Jewish body is a desire to receive for oneself alone. That's the reason that Abraham bought the cave of Machpelah for Sarah to be buried in. That's the reason that Adam and Chava are at the gate to the Garden of Eden. And the other nations don't have a people that are there. It's all related to the capacity of the Jewish body to draw the universe to it. I am complete for the time being.
Yeah, that was, I don't know, you didn't go into it, you're right. But I do remember the handout that said, I don't remember which one it was, but that said that he was at the gate. But I always thought that Abraham saw that that's where Adam and Hava were buried.
Okay.
But the Zohar says he was like at the gate guarding the area, I guess.
Correct.
I'll be saving it till Abraham came around and the others, you know.
Correct.
Okay.
So, Brandy,
well, I think
you're clear
it's an
on
interesting
the reason?
Midrash. Oh, excuse me. I thought you.
I'm clear.
Okay. Go ahead, Pana. Continue. I'm sorry to have interrupted you.
No, we do this all the time. That's what, you know, two teachers are like that all the time.
That's for sure.
The Midrash always looked upon it as when Hashem separated the mountain and put it on top, it was a huppah. You know, so.
But it really wasn't the huppah per se. I mean, yes, it is a chuppah, but the chuppah is the clouds of glory, and so the mountain is only the one sefirah, that of Malchut. The mountain is what it represents.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it could be Zerantin as well.
Okay. Okay, well, Brandy, that was a good question.
We agree.
Well, thanks.
Any other questions, or I will call it a night.
No more questions.
You have a happy Thanksgiving, and
okay.
I apologize for being late.
That's okay.
Well, we needed to catch up on the fire, so it helped.
Have a beautiful Thanksgiving and Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov. Not Good night, Brandy.
Good night.